The Cat in the Hat by Dr. Seuss. The sun did not shine. It was too wet to play. So we sat in the house all that cold, cold, wet day. I sat there with Sally. We sat there, we two. And I said, how I wish we had something to do. Too wet to go out and too cold to play ball. So we sat in the house. We did nothing at all. So all we could do was sit, 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 sit. And we did not like it, not one little bit. And then something went bump. How that bump made us jump, we looked. Then we saw him step in on the mat. We looked, and we saw him, the Cat in the Hat. And he said to us, why do you sit there like that? I know it is wet and the sun is not sunny, but we can have lots of good fun that is funny. I know some good games we could play, said the cat. I know some new tricks, said the Cat in the Hat, a lot of good tricks. I will show them to you. Your mother will not mind at all if I do. Then Sally and I did not know what to say. Our mother was out of the house for the day. But our fish said, no, no, make that cat go away. Tell that Cat in the Hat you do not want to play. He should not be here. He should not be about. He should not be here when your mother is out. Now, now, have no fear. No fear, said the cat. My tricks are not bad, said the Cat in the Hat. Why, we can have lots of good fun if you wish with a game that I call Up, Up, Up with a Fish. Put me down, said the fish. This is no fun at all. Put me down, said the fish. I do not wish to fall. Have no fear, said the cat. I'll not let you fall. I will hold you up high as I stand on a ball with a book in one hand and a cup on my hat. But that is not all I can do, said the cat. Look at me. Look at me now, said the cat, with a cup and a cake on the top of my hat. I can hold up two books. I can hold up the fish and a little toy ship and some milk on a dish. And look, I can hop up and down on the ball. But that's not all. Oh, no, that's not at all. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me now. It's fun to have fun, but you have to know how. I can hold up the cup and the milk and the cake. I can hold up these books and the fish on a rake. I can hold the toy ship and a little toy man. And look, with my tail, I can hold a red fan. I can fan with the fan as I hop on the ball, but that's not all. Oh, no, that is not all. That is what the cat said. Then he fell on his head. He came down with a bump from up there on the ball, and Sally and I, we saw all the things fall. And our fish came down, too. He fell into a pot. He said, do I like this? Oh, no, I do not. This is not a good game, said our fish as he lit. No, I do not like it, not one little bit. Now look what you did, said the fish to the cat. Now look at this house. Look at this. Look at that. You sank our toy ship, sank it deep in the cake. You shook up our house and you bent our new rake. You should not be here when our mother is not. You get out of this house, said the fish in the pot. But I like it here. Oh, I like it a lot, said the Cat in the Hat to the fish in the pot. I will not go away. I do not wish to go. And so, said the Cat in the Hat, So, I will show you another good game that I know. And then he ran out, and fast as a fox, the Cat in the Hat came back in with a box, a big red wood box. It was shut with a hook. Now look at this trick, said the cat. Take a look. Then he got up on top with the tip of his head. I call this game Fun in a Box, said the cat. In this box are two things. I will show to you now. You will like these two things, said the cat with a bow. I will pick up the hook. You will see something new, two things, and I call them thing one and thing two. These things will not bite you. They want to have fun. Then out of the box came thing two and thing one, and they ran to us fast, and they said, how do you do? Would you like to shake hands with thing one and thing two? And Sally and I did not know what to do, so we had to shake hands with thing one and thing two. We shook their two hands, but our fish said, no, no, those things should not be in this house. Make them go. They should not be here when your mother is not. Put them out, said the fish in the pot. Have no fear, little fish, said the Cat in the Hat. These things are good things. And he gave them a pat. They are tame, oh, so tame. They've come here to play. They'll give you some fun on this wet, wet, wet day. Now, here is a game that they like, said the cat. They like to fly kites, said the Cat in the Hat. No, not in the house, said the fish in the pot. They should not fly kites in a house. They should not. Oh, the things they will bump, oh, the things they will hit. Oh, I do not like it, not one little bit. Then Sally and I saw them run down the hall. We saw those two things bump their kites on the wall. Bump, thump, thump, bump, down the wall in the hall. Thing one and thing two, they ran up, they ran down. On the string of one kite, we saw mother's new gown. Her gown with the dots that are pink, white, and red. Then we saw one kite bump on the head of her bed. Then those things ran about with big bumps, jumps, and kicks, and with hops and big thumps, and all kinds of bad tricks. And I said, I do not like the way that they play. If mother could see this, what would she say? Then her fish said, look, look. And our fish shook with fear. Your mother's on her way home. Do you hear? Oh, what will she do to us? What will she say? Oh, she will not like it to find us this way. So do something fast, said the fish. Do you hear? I saw her. Your mother. Your mother is near. So as fast as you can, think of something to do. You'll have to get rid of thing one and thing two. So as fast as I could, I went after my net. And I said, with my net, I can get them, I bet. I bet with my net I can get those things yet. Then I let down my net. It came down with a plop, and I had them at last. Those two things had to stop. Then I said to the cat, now you do as I say. You pack up those things, and you take them away. Oh, dear, said the cat. You did not like our game? Oh, dear. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame. Then he shut up the things in the box with the hook, and the cat went away with a sad kind of look. That is good, said the fish. He's gone away. Yes, but your mother will come. She will find this big mess. And this mess is so big and so deep and so tall, we cannot pick it up. There's no way at all. And then, who was back in the house? Why, the cat. Have no fear of this mess, said the cat in the hat. I always pick up all my playthings. And so I will show you another good trick that I know. Then we saw him pick up all the things that were down. He picked up the cake and the rake and the gown and the milk and the strings and the book and the dish and the fan and the cup and the ship and the fish, and he put them away. Then he said, that is that. Then he was gone with the tip of his hat. Then our mother came in and she said to us too, did you have any fun? Tell me, what did you do? And Sally and I did not know what to say. Should we tell her the things that went on there that day? Should we tell her about it? Now, what should we do? Well, what would you do if your mother asked you? The Cat in the Hat Comes Back by Dr. Seuss. This was no time for play. This was no time for fun. This was no time for games. There was work to be done. All that deep, deep, deep snow. All that snow had to go. When our mother went down to town for the day, she said, somebody has to clean all this away. Somebody has to, you see. Then she picked out two somebodies, Sally and me. Well, there we were. We were working like that. And then who should come up but the cat in the hat? Uh-oh, Sally said, don't you talk to that cat. That cat is a bad one, that cat in the hat. He plays lots of bad tricks. Don't you let him come near. You know what he did the last time he was here? Play tricks, laughed the cat. Oh, my. No. I just want to go in to get out of the snow. Keep your mind on your work. You just stay there, you two. I will go in the house and find something to do. Then that cat went right in. He was up to no good. So I ran in after as fast as I could. Do you know where I found him? Do you know where he was? He was eating a cake in the tub. Yes, he was. The hot water was on and the cold water, too. And I said to the cat, what a bad thing to do. But I like to eat cake in a tub, laughed the cat. You should try it sometime, laughed the cat as he sat. And then it got mad. This was no time for fun. I said, cat, you get out. There is work to be done. I have no time for tricks. I must go back and dig. I can't have you in here eating cake like a pig. You get out of this house. We don't want you about. Then I shut off the water and let it run out. The water ran out, and then I saw the ring. A ring in the tub, and oh boy, what a thing. A big, long, pink cat ring. It looked like pink ink. And I said, will this ever come off? I don't think. Have no fear of that ring, laughed the cat in the hat. Why, I can take cat rings off tubs just like that. Do you know how he did it? With mother's white dress. Now, the tub was all clean, but her dress was a mess. Then Sally looked in. Sally saw the dress, too. And Sally and I did not know what to do. We should work in the snow. But that dress, what a spot. It may never come off, Sally said. It may not. But the cat laughed. Ho, ho, I can make that spot go. The way I take spots off a dress is just so. See here, laughed the cat, is not hard at all. The thing that takes spots off a dress is a wall. Then we saw the cat wipe the spot off the dress. Now the dress was all clean, but the wall, what a mess. Oh, wall spots, he laughed. Let me tell you some news. To take spots off a wall, all I need is two shoes. Whose shoes did he use? I looked and saw whose, and I said to the cat, this is very bad news. Now the spot is all over Dad's $10 shoes. But your dad will not know about that, said the cat. He'll never find out, laughed the cat in the head. His $10 shoes will have no spots at all. I will rub them right off on this rug in the hall. But now we have rug spots, I yelled. What a day, rug spots, what's next? Can you take them away? Don't ask me, he laughed. Why, of course you know I can. Then he picked up the rug and away the cat ran. I can clean up these rug spots before you count three. No spots are too hard for a hat cat like me. He ran into Dad's bedroom, and then the cat said, it is good that your dad has the right kind of bed. Then he shook the rug. Crack! Now the bed had the spot. All I could say was, now, cat, now what? But the cat just stood still. He just looked at the bed. This is not the right kind of a bed, the cat said. To take spots off this bed will be hard, said the cat. I can't do it alone, said the cat in the hat. It's going to have someone to help me, he said. Right here in my head, on top of my head. It's a good that I have him. Here with me today, he helps me a lot. This is Little Cat A. And then Little Cat A took the hat off his head. It is good I have someone to help me, he said. This is Little Cat B, and I keep him about. And when I need help, then I let him come out. And then B said, I think we need Little Cat C. This spot is too much for the A cat and me, but now have no fear. We will clean it away. The three of us, little cats, B, C, and A. Come on, take it away, yelled Little Cat A. I will hit that old spot with this broom. Do you see? It comes off the old bed and it goes on the TV. Then Little Cat B cleaned up the TV. He cleaned it with milk, put the spot in a pan, and then C blew it out of the house with a fan. But look where it went, I said. Look where it blew. You blew the mess out of the house, that is true. But now you made snow spots. You can't let them stay. Let us think about that now, said C, B, and A. With some help, we can do it, said Little Cat C. Then pop on his head, we saw Little Cat D. Then pop, 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 Little Cats E, F, and G. We will clean up that snow if it takes us all day. If it takes us all night, we will clean it all away, said Little Cats G, F, E, D, C, B, A. They ran out of the house, and then we ran out too, and the big cat laughed. Now you will see something new. My cats are all clever. My cats are good shots. My cats have good guns. They will kill all those spots. But this did not look very clever to me. Kill snow spots with pop guns? That just could not be. All this does is make more spots, we yelled at the cat. Your cats are no good. Put them back in your hat. Take your little cats, G, F, E, D, C, B, A. Put them back in your hat and you take them away. Oh, no, said the cat. All they need is more help. Help is all that they need, so keep still and don't yelp. Then Little Cat G took the hat off his head. I have Little Cat H here to help us, he said. Little cats H, I, J, K, L, and M. But our work is so hard, we must have more than them. We need a little cat N. We need O. We need P. We need little cats Q, R, S, T, U, and V. Come on, kill those spots. Kill the mess, yelled the cats. And they jumped at the snow with long rakes and red bats. They put it in pails and they made high pink hills. Pink snowmen, pink snowballs, and little pink pills. Oh, the things that they did. And they did them so hard, it was all one big spot now all over the yard. But the big cat stood there and he said, this is good, this is what they should do. And I knew that they would. With a little more help, all the work will be done. They need one more cat, and I know just the one. Look close in my hand. I have little cat V. On his head are cats W, X, Y, and Z. Z is too small to see, so don't try. You cannot. But Z is the cat who will clean up that spot. Now, here is the Z. You can't see, said the cat, and I bet you can't guess what he has in his hat. He has something called Voom. Voom is so hard to get, you never saw anything like it, I bet. Why, Voom cleans up anything clean as can be. Then he yelled, take your hat off now, little cat Z. Take the Voom off your head, make it clean up the snow. Hurry, little cat, one, two, three, go! Then the voom. It went voom. And oh boy, what a voom. Now don't ask me what voom is. I never will know. But boy, let me tell you, it does clean up snow. So you see, laughed the cat, now your snow is all white. Now your work is all done. Now your house is all right. And you know where my little cats are, said the cat. That voom blew my little cats back in my head. And so if you ever have spots now and then, I will be very happy to come here again with little cats A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, and O, P, and Q, R, S, T, and cat U, and cat V, and little cats W, X, Y, and Z. Dr. Seuss's Fox in Socks. Fox, socks, box, knocks, knocks in box, fox in socks, knocks on fox, in socks, in box. Socks on knocks and knocks in box, fox in socks on box on knocks. Chicks with bricks, chicks with blocks, chicks with bricks and blocks and clocks. Socks on chicks and chicks on fox, fox on clocks on bricks and blocks. Bricks and blocks and knocks on box. Here's an easy game to play. Here's an easy thing to say. New socks, two socks. Who sucks? Sue sucks. Who sews who sucks? Sue sews Sue sucks. Here's a lot of new blue goo now. New goo, blue goo, gooey gooey blue goo. New goo, gluey gluey, gooey goo for chewy chewing. That's what that goo goose is doing. Do you choose to chew goo too, sir? When beetles battle beetles in a puddle paddle battle, and the beetle battle puddle it's a puddle in a bottle, they call this a tweedle beetle bottle buttle paddle buttle muddle. And when a fox is in the bottle where the tweedle beetles battle with their paddles in a puddle on a noodle eating poodle, this is what they call a tweedle beetle noodle boodle bottled paddled muddle duddle fuddled weddle fox in socks, sir. Fox in socks, our game is done, sir. Thank you for a lot of fun, sir. Mrs. Pigglewiggles Won't Take a Bath Cure by Betty McDonald. Mrs. Pigglewiggle lives here in our town. She has brown, sparkly eyes and long brown hair, which she usually wears in a knot on top of her head. She has a dog called Wag and a cat called Lightfoot, and she lives in an upside-down house. All the children love Mrs. Pigglewiggle, and Mrs. Pigglewiggle loves them. She's always ready to stop whatever she's doing and have a tea party, and she's glad to have children dig worms in her petunia bed. In fact, Mrs. Pigglewiggle just naturally understands children, which is, of course, why all the parents call Mrs. Pigglewiggle whenever their children are being difficult. Mrs. Pigglewiggle always knows exactly what to do to help cure children's bad habits, like not taking a bath, which was Patsy Brown's bath habit. Up to the time of this story, Patsy was just an everyday little girl. But one morning, Patsy's mother filled the bathtub with nice warm water and called Patsy to come and take her bath. But when Patsy saw the nice tub of warm water, she began to scream and yell and kick and howl like a wild animal. Naturally, her mother was quite surprised to see her little girl acting so peculiarly. But she just said, "Now, Patsy, stop all this nonsense and hop into the tub." Patsy ran from the bathroom yelling, "I won't take a bath. I won't ever take a bath. I hate baths. I hate baths. I hate baths." Patsy's mother let the water out of the tub and went downstairs to telephone Mrs. Pigglewiggle. She said, "Hello, Mrs. Pigglewiggle. This is Patsy's mother, and I'm having such a time this morning. Patsy simply will not take a bath." Mrs. Pigglewiggle said, "I would say the radish cure is probably the quickest and most lasting. All you have to do is buy one package of radish seeds. Then let Patsy alone as far as washing is concerned. When she has about half an inch of rich black dirt all over her, scatter radish seeds on her arms and head. Press them in gently and then just wait." The next morning, Patsy's mother didn't say one single word to Patsy about a bath, and so Patsy was sweet and didn't act like a wild animal. The next day was the same, and so was the next. When Sunday came, Patsy was a rather dark blackish gray color, so her mother suggested she stay home from Sunday school. At the end of the third week, Patsy skipped out to get the mail, and the postman, on seeing her straggly, uncombed, dust-cake hair and the layer of dirt on her face, neck, and arms, gave a terrified yell and fell off the porch. Patsy's parents decided to keep Patsy indoors all the time after that. But Patsy seemed quite happy. Of course, it was getting hard to tell how she felt, as her face was so caked with dirt that she couldn't smile. And she talked, "Oik, is, I am Atsy, and I oh ache a bat." She also had to take little teeny bites of food because she couldn't open her mouth more than a crack. At last, the day came when Patsy was ready to plant. That night when she was asleep, her mother and father tiptoed into her room and very gently pressed radish seeds into the dirt on her forehead, her arms, and the backs of her hands. Some days later, Patsy woke up one morning, and there on the backs of her hands and on her arms and on her forehead were green leaves. She jumped out of bed and ran down the stairs to the dining room where their mother and father were eating breakfast. "Look, look at my hands," she squeaked. Her mother went over to Patsy, took a firm hold of one of the plants on her forehead, and gave it a quick pull. Patsy squeaked again, and her mother showed her the little red radish she had pulled. Patsy suddenly said, "Oh, there I ought to have." "What did you say, dear?" asked her mother, busily pulling the radishes and putting them in neat little piles on the dining room table. "I want a bath," said Patsy so plainly that it cracked the mud on her left cheek. Patsy's mother said, "I think it had better be a shower." And without another word, she went upstairs and turned on the warm water. Patsy was in the shower all that day. She used up two whole bars of soap and she didn't even come out for lunch. But when her father came home for dinner, there she was waiting for him at the door, clean and smiling, and in her hand, she had a plate of little red radishes.